my weed to the cops done. Few jeans and my watch on. S dot made the beat, so you know I think I got one. Online like a .com. Got everything you need plus love if you got none. Gotta make sure the job's done. I'ma stay here smoking my weed to the cops done. Roll another one. Gotta use a grinder cause the weed so sticky like a honey bun.
Heard on. Well, it's more for me, and I'm glad that you ain't been troublesome. There's a tux, no cup of fun. Steven made the beat, so you know I get a troublesome. Pretty women, yeah, I'm loving them.
I don't make music, but
yeah, fuck out of here. They don't like you. Come through. Look at him. I'm about to go get the Uber and see my papi.
Nigga had,
fucking dummy.
Nigga had gloves on. The fuck?
Two pieces of glitter on it. Bum ass Mike.
Yo. Pizzito. Back at it. It's your family neighborhood podcasters. Your friendly neighborhood hippies. Your friendly neighborhood, whatever the fuck you want to call it. We back at it with Don Corn and D-Vika. Hippie show starring Split and Choon Choon. Shout out to Don Corn. Shout out to Choon Choon. You know what I'm saying? We are your hosts.
Yo, what's Spliff, man? Y'all owe me Cash App money. What's good? What's happening?
You owe me Cash App money. Put that on the shirt, bro. And the highest hippie in the room, D-Rick and Hippie, of course. And y'all see what's happening, man. We feeling good. We feeling gracious right now. It's the 28th that we recording on, so we doing our yearly, year-end wrap-up. Y'all know that we known for that on the Don Hall and D-Rick and Hippie show, so yeah, we're going to just get into a couple things that happened this year. We're going to talk about some things that happened personally in our lives this year, how we see next year coming about, and everything of that nature. So, buckle in, roll something up, and chill with us for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We here, man. Make sure y'all go watch the episode about nothing. You know what I mean?
Tune in.
Tune into that. We got
it's a lot of good facts in there.
Nice little just ideas watch. In there. You know what I'm saying? Just watch that. Just press play.
You feel me?
Make sure y'all. I hope that y'all enjoyed the season finale of Breaking Buds, you know what I'm saying? We'll be back at y'all with season two with that. And shout out to Don Cole. Shout out to Choon Choon. And Choon Choon should be back soon, man. But, you know what I mean? Get healthy, you know what I mean? But we here, man. And was good, Spliff, man? How was 2023 for you? 2023 was an odd number, 23. So it was an odd year.
Shout out to Mike. It was a rough Mike year. Niggas out here in the flu seasons doing overtime. I'm just saying it was cool, man. We was in here, we was chilling. Mad episodes, mad shit going on.
Yeah, before you go into everything else that you're gonna talk about,
I
ain't
old then.
I went back and looked through the channel and y'all literally was here for a year. February next month will be a year for you. The day before Valentine's, February 13th, you was on your first official episode as a cast member to the Don Cole and D-Rick and Hippie show. And I just want to start off by saying thank you and I'm appreciative of you, right? Bam. What was some of the, you know what I mean? How you feel about since you've been on the show and, you know, how you feel about it? Just tell me what's your thoughts on it so far, you know what I mean, from your end?
As soon as I was employee of the month, I fucked up. But, you know, we here, though. I'm still working great, you feel me? Nigga with employee of the month and missed, like, 3 episodes. But I love niggas, you heard? Should be real.
Then nobody else on the cast got it after that. I was like, all right.
Because I'm the only one. Employee of the month, you heard? For a reason, you heard? Nah, Employee of the year. My bad for the wrong statement. Employee of the year.
Right?
I got it in a great month, and then I did bad after. But we recovered. You feel me? I think it's the bestest show ever. Still, we still got more shit to do. I think in all reality, where like we could be super duper duper stars might be like in a year and a half in less time, right? Year and a half, less time. It's just what's going to happen to 2024. So what's technically going to go down, y'all going to get great episodes, a lot of updates during episodes. And I hope that everyone appreciate the updates as we update in this shit. So when y'all see this right now and just see what's going on, and then what it's gonna look like in a few months, and you're gonna be, and then the months after that, and the months after that, and a good summer, and y'all see what the winter hit for and all that, y'all gonna really see, like, I see where these niggas was going. Like, they care. You feel me? So when y'all see everything, cause, like, alright, in all reality, right, these type situations, people just try to get as many people as they could get, and they don't really fuck with them people, and they just try to get views and all that, right? So technically, we can keep it a band. Like, if you see some niggas and they don't come back, it ain't really us. It ain't really them. It's just on how the show go. You feel me? Sometimes people can come back multiple times. There's no problem. And, you know, feel me? Just being legit and all that. Just being real. But the thing is, whoever you see on here, we naturally do fuck with them. We want them to be better, or we see the talent in the... You feel what I'm saying? So when you see what's going on and see how talented we are at being around good talent, and you seeing a lot of good wavy shit coming out of here, and this bum ass V coming through when I'm trying to be that serious.
I'm coming through again.
Come on, bro. Bum ass V's nigga spinning a block with the smallest scooter ever.
He trying to take split bitches.
Nah, bro. Nigga, never. But look, alright, so look, y'all, I'm just saying, pay attention to everything going on, and I hope y'all appreciate what we trying to do for everyone in the whole situation, like, in the entirety of everything going on. You feel what I'm saying? Because, like, if I'm in here and we got, like, whatever shit on, it's because we fuck with the shit. So, like, when y'all start seeing, like, start really paying attention, like, oh, he got this on. Yeah, he fucks with them. Because sometimes we gonna come in here with shit that we buy, but then sometimes we are buying shit that is for the, you feel me?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Like, niggas buy New York shit because we some New York niggas. Like, if we find some fire shit out of state, we gonna fuck with it too. But at the key sense of things, like, really pay attention to what's going on with the show. When you see, like, little shit in the front, a cut, or this and... Like, just pay attention. We trying to look out the way we can look out. You feel what I'm saying? So people like, we ain't gonna fuck with y'all niggas. Y'all niggas don't do this. Alright, cool. But next year, though, this shit gonna be mad-ass views. H joint, all of that shit. Why? Mind. Because it's getting... Nah. Because we gotta be real with niggas.
I don't mind bandwagoning, so... Jump y'all, on the bandwagon.
That niggas be cool with all that shit and all that, you feel me? But I'm just saying, when niggas be like, yo, my son getting a couple of views and all that, and he ain't into that, cool. I'm just saying, bro, like, niggas be acting like y'all be watching some other exquisite ass niggas. Them niggas ain't important. Like, that ass.
Niggas put their pants on just like me.
Niggas don't got no TV show no more. Them niggas just on the same shit as niggas. Fuck what you mean.
That's a fact, man.
Niggas don't got no good personality, no nothing. Them niggas wear Patakis, and they outside. Like, why you got those on?
That's why I respect everybody that really, like, comment and all that type shit. Like, shout out to Cash Out Mello, you know what I'm saying? He always, like, communicating with us throughout the comments and shit like that. Shout out to Los. He always hitting us on the comments. You know?
Word to everything. Look at... Niggas don't got these, though.
The color wave is crazy.
Come on. I fucked them up a little bit, but... Y'all niggas don't have to sway dudes.
Niggas ain't got that tee he got on. You know what I'm saying?
Vintage.
But yeah, exactly, like I was saying, man. Shout out to Los, man. Shout out to my son Ty. He always comes.
Go get some kicks at Drip City Market, man. Y'all bum ass niggas.
That's a fact.
Just shit right.
But I was going to ask you, like, from... When you was just a viewer of the show, right? To being on it, like, what's the difference that you see? Because the point of view is different, you know what I'm saying? Like, watching it and then being on it, like, I just wanted to ask you what...
Pause, my bad.
Pause, you know what I mean? What you feel about the show, right? I know that you're going to say it's the best show, but give me a little more than that, right?
And No, I got you.
And what you think, like, because you was watching the show when it was just me and Cole. What you think about the cast that I did put together? You and Chun Chun, you know what I'm saying?
All right, from watching it from the show, right? The conversations get crazier in the spot, especially if you sway to, if you try to go against the grain. Feel me? I think it's like, it still keeps into the good debates, good arguments and shit. Still tapping into the, you know, the daily, like, cause you feel me, it's a lot of shit that come on here and I be like, oh, why? Cause, on some G shit, like, oh, it's just the talk.
Yeah.
They don't get, like, niggas say they shit and all that shit everywhere else and all that shit, but that shit don't be really,
yeah.
You feel me? So, like,
I don't think
view of certain things, certain people wouldn't say, like, bring certain things up.
Yeah.
So, it still got the role, but still keep to a line of what's going on right now.
I think what you're trying to say, too, is, like, we not trying to feed into, like, getting hot takes and trying to get views and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We say something. If we say something crazy, that's because that's what we meant to say. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just an organic feel for what we do. And that was the mission that me and Cole was trying to do from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And then you came into it and I saw how Chun Chun could fit in it because the pod that we did, we did two podcasts alone, just me and her, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, she fire, you know what I'm saying? And then when she came on and you and her go at it with relationship talk and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just fire to me, you know what I mean?
Because I ain't going to lie, like, I like just asking her about this shit because sometimes where I feel like it might be like, am I bugging if I approach it this way? Yeah. If I see it like this, how am I bugging? And then she'll tell me like, boy, you're bugging. Because how would you walk and say a statement like that? But then I'd be saying, I don't really care. Because in the beginning, some people be over being one way. Yeah. And then you start asking real shit you want to ask. And now people are like, what the fuck you mean by that? Like, why? You don't understand that? You feel me? So you try to act like you understand everything. I'm not with understanding with everything.
If y'all niggas talk to her off camera, the conversations she had on camera, you be like, what? Yo, she'll get crazy on you real quick. Like, with her stories, you'll be like, yo, what the fuck?
Because, like, in all reality, like, if I say something a little too outrageous, she'll be like, yo, like, you might gotta relax. Like, you feel me? And I'm cool with that because people would try, like, people know I'm not dragging it out.
She's not trying to hinder your thoughts. She's just telling you, like, yo, baby, the way
they might not see that. Yeah, they might not see it. Oh, yeah, you feel me? And I be needing to hear that, but the niggas know I don't. I'ma still say my dumb shit. Because to me, it's not dumb.
Yo, my favorite clip was when Spliff was talking about
Batman shit.
And his homie, the homegirl that was gay.
But boy.
Choo choo face where he said, he's like, it's nigga. That shit was funny as hell.
Yo, because there's no denying that. And I ain't gonna front, sometimes I be wilding with the sound effects. Nigga had the sound effects, niggas out here wilding. But
This year was good. Like, for me, on podcast wise, y'all already know personally, it was a crazy year for me, but I kicked myself back up for more, like, you know what I'm saying? Luckily, I had niggas like Spliff on my side to, like,
roll up and tell that nigga relax.
Talk, like, real talk. Like, he'll tell me shit I don't want to hear, and then he'll stop.
I'm still
he'll
listen stop to what and you gotta like, say, because, nigga, you gotta be like, heard.
Go ahead, talk. You talk now, go ahead.
You gotta say how you feel, because nigga did tell you everything. Yeah, you do this, fix that. Why, nigga, 1,000 instructions is not going to make a nigga life better. It's just, if the nigga want to choose a way, he going to choose one of these paths, nigga.
That's what I was telling Cole last night. I was like, I'm appreciative of the new friends that I got, because they not holding shit back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. Shout out to Alex. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chun. Shout out to Dolly.
Chun Chun ain't holding shit back. Dolly neither.
Shout out to everybody that fuck with me, man. Shout out to Welsh too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Envious and his pops. Easy, man, for real. But on, like, the media side, like, we We premiered Breaking Buds. Killed it. We did 10 episodes the first season.
Best shit ever. Two on a tube. Y'all niggas shit. Be bugging.
Y'all niggas is bugging, man. Y'all niggas know
what I ain't gonna lie. Breaking Buds is fire.
Go check them early outside episodes. See what's
you feel. All right, see, that's what I was saying.
We got a couple episodes on IG stories.
Outside episodes. Got IG the lives. It's just really formatting some of this shit. Because, all right, some niggas that do one format, like, a couple of times to show niggas, yeah, this the way you supposed to do it, and then they stop doing it. Like, certain shit, if you don't see it, shit is back in rotation. It's just, you gotta it's keep a that. Lot.
Yeah, you got to keep that ball.
Niggas don't be understanding of the independence of this shit.
You know what Spliff just said before we started.
When you see it in the nice locations.
That's what Spliff just said before we started this episode. Niggas had to niggas better appreciate this work we putting in. That's what Spliff said before we started this episode.
No, but the thing is though, right? Niggas just say mad shit. Like, bro, niggas is still bringing episodes.
Niggas getting crazy work. Like
so now when you see the upgrades, it should have been here no minute ago, but at the same time, no two. It's niggas doing it. Mm-hmm. Showcases, this and that. Like, it ain't no other niggas saying, oh, here's this, make that.
I only did two showcases this year, but that was because personal shit happened money-wise, you know what I'm saying? But next year, we back on y'all neck with those. Face Off the Movie Part 3 and 4 coming to you guys soon. I already know we got our first all-female one. And then we got some crazy spitters for the next one, pause, you know what I'm saying? But it's gonna happen, man. My vlogs went crazy this year.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped like 9 of them this year. I'm up to like 12 of them, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna keep the ball rolling with those next year. So
see, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's other things that could go on. And when they happen, just enjoy what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the shit, too. Like,
because when it changed the type of way of this, a way of that, or the little ideas niggas trying to work, just watch it, check it out, let us know how you feel about it. Like, that's what we need, the feedback.
Yeah. Like everybody keep telling me that my mom's being on that Christmas episode was fire, you know what I'm saying? So I want to start incorporating shit like that. I want to be able to have my niece on the episode, you know what I mean? Of course, no smoking, no nothing like that. Me and her, I already got 3 episodes with me and her, you know what I'm saying? So it'll be lit, you know what I mean? Especially now she's getting more verbal with her speech and everything.
Yeah,
she's an
OG.
Yeah, she's an OG, man. You know what I mean? So that's a fact, bro. Family-wise,
doing her homework on time.
Like this year, family-wise, bro, I felt like I took a huge step forward. You know what I'm saying? Communicating with my family, and therapy has helped me with that. I've been going to therapy for a couple months now, and that shit's been helping a lot. You know what I'm saying? So. You know what I mean? It's just shit like that. Just trying to continue to progress. We not getting no younger. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep progressing out here. You know what I mean? So, we got to keep doing shit like that, man. I wanted to give a shout out to everybody that came on to the show this year.
Appreciate y'all.
You know what
y'all.
I'm saying? We're going to run through it real quick. It was a couple guests this year. First, we had RBN Bizzle and Dizzy Spades on the show this year. Wow. At the top of the year, because they did the Face Off the Movie Part 1, which was a movie, which was extra lit, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. Both of y'all are professional, man. I fuck with y'all. Yeah. It's heavy, you know what I'm saying? And y'all music is fire, you know what I mean? We had Alpha Man on the show.
Shout out the gang.
Shout out to Alpha Man, you know what I mean? That's that nigga right there. Leon Sky. We had Little Mo on the show. That's
shout out to Mo, right, man. Yeah, I go buy some socks with Mo and all that, man.
I'm trying to go to one of his football games this year. That's a fact. We had Dolly Tyson on the show twice this year, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Dolly.
You know what I mean? She be calling me. She be like, yo, I need to get some shit off my chest. I need to come on the show. So pull up. You know what I mean? We had Harmony Clothing Brand. That episode was super fire for me.
I wasn't there. Tight.
On location. Dang. We was at the fucking pop-up shop that they did. That shit was fire. Shout out to the Ketchup Gallery, man. They closing.
Yeah.
Like, permanently. That shit had me tight, bro. I saw that shit, bro.
That's a dope spot.
We had Trippy Trev. Twice. Gang. Co-host, yep. You know what I'm saying? That's your favorite co-host right there. That's my guy. Shout out to Trippy Trev. You know what I mean? T. Hefe pulled up on us. That was one of the best episodes this season, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I ain't gonna front out. That was a lot of words being spoke out there.
That's a fact.
Niggas was hating on Killer B.
I don't think niggas was hating, but
when niggas was saying my son's spot, I ain't like it. I'm just, we hit on. Like, we going to the next year. I'ma relax. My bad.
Shout out to Envious and LXD, but they pulled up because they did Face Off the Movie Part 2. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go check these showcases out. They on the playlist on the Don Cole and D-Rick and Hippie Show YouTube channel. It says Showcase Events Live. You can check all the showcase events that we had. Nicole Brown. Miss Brown. I call her Professor Brown. You know what I'm saying? Because that was my professor in college. Shout out to you for pulling up. Great episode. Great episode. And then we had Tina Knows. Tina knows it all. Tiance knows. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. That's my girl right there. The beautiful, lovely, talented. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. But that was everybody that we had on the show for this year. Hopefully we see them again next year. And we could add a couple more names to that list. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all of y'all, man. That's a fact. What's good, Spliff? Highlight me, my boy.
I ain't gonna lie, that T-Hefe episode was fire, though. Shout out to Hefe.
I want to do more episodes like that where we just doing a regular episode. We got a guest right here on the side, and he just pull up halfway through the episode, and we talk to him.
Wasn't Tay in the episode, too?
Tay was in the episode, but she was on the side.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
She spoke a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tay. It's crazy. That day...
And Breaking Buds, my bad.
Chun pulled up to Breaking Buds. That's a fact. Was she the first guest?
I believe so.
We ain't have nobody else but Son. Because I wanted to get Cole on it, but everything started happening with him. Damn, you lost my train of thought.
My bad.
That day when you came late, mm-hmm. when you were supposed to pull up early and you came late before you got sick that day.
Yeah.
She pump faked on me. She was like, "Oh, he coming late. I'll sit down with you right now. What's up?" I said, What up? She was like, Nah. I was like, you fine.
That would have been funny as shit.
We gonna get her on the episode, man. But let's get into a couple topics that was throughout the year, you know what I'm saying? I wanna shout out to Kasanat. He had a great year. He had a great year this year.
Also had the strip looking like
my boy,
GTA.
Yeah, he shut it down. Like, he had 14th Street on Smash. He did the live stream where he was everyday live stream for like 30 days or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything, bro. You even saw when, like, you didn't see it, but you saw when he went in the shower. You saw when he went to... You know what I mean? Everything, bro. But he did the 7-day stream in jail. He did the shit in Japan.
Well, some been active.
He was killing it this year, bro. That's a fact. Shout out to Kasanat, man. But how you feel about him?
Also got busy. He was doing this thing. I ain't gonna lie. He had the street go crazy and all that. Shout out to Kai, man, doing this thing.
That nigga mad inspirational for me, bro. I want to work with him. I want to do an interview with him one day and... You know what I mean? I really wanna do some content with him, bro.
Shout out to the G's.
What was, like, for me, I don't know, I'm gonna just say it. Joe Budden had the podcast of the year for me.
Mm-hmm.
But what was podcast of the year for you, if you paid attention to anything?
The podcast is, I was messing with was, What's Your Thought? Podcast with Pop Vasquez and Reg and Derek. What was the other joints I was watching? I'm over here tweaking. The What It Is shit with Cam and them, with them doing the sports and shit.
It is what it is. They had a big year, that's a fact.
Shit. I don't even want to name. I'm going to just stop right there. I don't even want
to
name.
Shout out to all the podcasts out there. Shout out to NWO News. Y'all had a great year this year. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying?
Stack and Bonds.
Stack and Bonds?
Yeah, the basketball shit.
Stacking. All the smoke. Shout out to
all the smoke, man. Yeah,
they had a great year this year as well.
It's like two other joints I got in my head, but I can't think of it. But shout out to All the Smoke, what it is. It is what it is. And What You Thought podcast. Shout out to them, man.
Yeah, all had great years, man. Shout out to everybody that's doing this podcast thing. It's a hard thing to do, but we gotta do it. You know what I'm saying? It's the decision that we chose.
Thug life.
That's a fact, man. And I wanna give a shout out to us, man, because we've been doing what we're doing and we've been killing this year. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact.
That's appreciate a fact. The people.
I was gonna ask you what was your rap album of the year, but it wasn't a lot of albums that came out this year, rap wise. That was fire.
I've been listening to singles and songs, random shit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What about
shout out to Chief Keef for his shit that he got.
Give me right now. I don't want to put you on the spot.
OT7 Corny.
But give me like 3 or 5 top battles that you witnessed this year.
All the battles, alright.
Cause it was, I ain't gonna lie, it was a good.
It's a lot of battles. Yeah, it's a lot of dope battles. Damn, you just put me in the spit of the night, right? I'm doing this shit off memory, not really. I'm saying this off rip. You said 3, right?
3 to 5, give me.
Brooklyn Carter, Henny number 3.
5.
Hallelujah Jones and Big T. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's mad We Go Hard shit. I don't even care. I'm thinking of all the We Go Hard artists that have fire back. Goody and Blake Winters.
I left the building early, but I was in the building.
He was definitely in the building.
For Nitty and Cautious.
Yeah, you right.
Cautious, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Nitty and Cautious.
Cautious.
That was fire.
You feel me?
Because what's the name?
Lady
Jump
Cautious.
What's the name? Tay Rock. I was building. In the building. Shout out to Third. You know what I'm saying?
Gunpowder Pat and Tay Rock. Damn, I'm in a matrix right now. Yo, go to We Go Hard TV, sign up in there, go watch all the battles that's in there, comment, like, all of that shit, share the shit to your friends and all that. I'm trying, Piffy and Henny number 3. Shit, man, so many battles that came out this year, man. Goody and Martin, Martin Luther Lean, fucking Jade and Badafi, Jade and Tymaine, Tia S and Chirac, J Love and Torture, Polo and Torture. You see, like, when I hear it and just go on a rhythm, I got it. I'm over there trying to think of that shit, go crazy. Jagged Josh and D Dub. It just got a process. D Dub and J Love.
Jagged Josh was fire.
Frank Nitti and Prezi Pacino. It just, you gotta let it process. Stax and Prezi Pacino. Steams and D Dub. Steams and Goody. That was another older joint, but Steams and Goody, go watch that too. That wasn't this year, but it was fire. Hey, Diablo, Aura Home, welcome back to Aura. Go follow Big Back Aura on IG. It's a yearly rap. I'm just kind of foul, cause I'm not thinking on the fire. It's way more fire.
Yeah, y'all niggas get at him, cause I told him. I told him we
was
doing
supposed to do this list and all that, but I be so in the matrix.
Battle rap was killing it this year.
Go sign up the Siege Battle League on YouTube. Third doing great things. There's an event coming up soon. Shout out to Black Kenny Rao.
She gonna be on the show soon.
Gary was good. Gang G Money.
Shout out. He gonna be on the show soon.
Yeah, this nigga be bullshitting, boy.
Nah, I'm gonna go.
G gonna pop off for the show.
I'm gonna go kidnap him.
They say, yo.
Headline.
Live from the spot.
He just a little taller than me. He ain't that taller than me, right?
I'm so taller than you. Gab Sinatra and Gwitty, go check that out.
Yo, remember
Styles
niggas?
Styles and Ish, go check that out.
Remember niggas said Paz from the Fugees, FBI agent?
Oh, King Money and Heron? Wait, who's the FBI agent?
Remember that shit, Prize from the Fugees?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
That shit was funny as
the
hell.
The boy.
But again, finish. You got anything else?
King got, Money and Heron.
You rattled off a lot right there, too.
Sonny will be back. Go check out Sonny and Badafi. Badafi and Young L. I'm just saying, B, I be forgetting shit. If y'all don't love me, it's cool, but I'm trying to remember shit. Like, it's a lot of battles, man. Go to We Go Hard TV once again and go check out everything that's on there. It's a lot of fire battles over there.
Even though we said that hip hop wasn't crazy like that this year, shout out to all the females in hip hop. They was killing it this year, you know what I'm saying? Coi Leray, Latto. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Glorilla.
Mellow Bucks.
Sexy Red. Ice Spice stepped Connie, up this year crazy.
That Connie and Remy shit is fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the video shit, right? They got a video to that shit. That video is cool.
K Goddess. Her butt is amazing.
I ain't gonna lie to this. She got a nice little body over
there. Her shit is amazing.
We never finished our top 50 list, but we're gonna get back to it. I promise y'all, we're gonna get back to it. We're gonna do what we gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
What happened? Thinking about something funny, right? Yeah. That's mom's, y'all. Yeah, we almost done. Yeah. What you was gonna say? What you was gonna say? That was mom's, y'all. Yeah, I saw mom's on the Christmas episode. She pressed us one time, right?
Yo,
like, yo, that shit too loud. We
too
was
loud.
Like,
hey, I gotta get out of here. Yo, damn, boy.
Let me get to some.
K Goddess butt is amazing.
Real quick.
Shout out to what shorty that was on BMF. That shit amazing.
I forget.
Cash Doll. Amazing.
Her acting was horrible.
Butt is amazing.
She's nice.
Alright, my bad. Yo,
shout out
the power.
Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm
saying? Shout out the power, man.
You want to do that real quick?
Yeah, Power Talks. I ain't going to lie. That shit the best shit ever.
TV shows this year? Snowfall ended this year?
I saw when I was
dirty. I think that was one of the most realistic endings that we ever saw to a TV show. Because shit like that really happens. You know what I'm saying? So
dirty,
that shit was fire,
son.
You know what I'm saying?
They did my son dirty.
What else? Power, like you said, just came back
super
recently
fire.
To the end of the year. There's a couple of shows
cool.
out there. What's that show that Sylvester Stallone had? King of Tulsa.
King of Tulsa got me.
You watched it?
Nah.
That shit tough. Go watch that shit. That shit was good. There's a couple shows out here, but it was light on the entertainment news because
that
they
King
went
of
on
Harlem
the,
shit.
The King of Harlem shit. Remember, they went on writer's strike this year.
Then shit came back.
So shit was kind of.
Yeah, but niggas is good now. We good now. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tubi, man.
Tubi was fire this year, you know what I'm saying? Kept us entertained the whole year. You know what I mean? Money and Violence. Definitely on there, you know what I mean? Shout out to
Project Heat.
Respect Life, you know what I mean? But
Respect Life.
I'm just saying that because I started watching it this year, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I'm heavy on the web series. Shout out to the web series, man.
Shout
y'all
out
niggas
to
hold
the web
it down.
Series,
for
real, man.
You feel me?
I just wanted to say, I want to give. It was just a lot of people that passed away this year, so I'm going to just touch on some of them.
R.I.P. to all the real ones.
R.I.P., you know, Matthew Perry passed away. Tina Turner passed away this year, you know what I'm saying?
R.I.P. passed away.
Yeah.
It's crazy. R.I.P. my grandpops.
Richard Roundtree, the R.I.P. Yeah. grandpops, you know what I'm saying?
Gang,
Richard
gang.
Roundtree, the original Shaft. Bob Knight passed away, you know what I'm saying? A couple other people, Jerry Springer passed away, you know what I mean? Rest in peace to everybody that passed away, man. You know what I'm saying? Holy damn, you know what I mean? Remember that shit early in the year?
Damn,
when
body,
the
man.
Skies was orange?
Oh,
the Canada wildfire?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, that shit was dirty. Block was smelling like barbecue for mad
that
long.
That shit had niggas scared outside. Like, yo, what the fuck? We just got rid of fucking COVID.
That orange shit was crazy.
That shit was scary as fuck, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Niggas
bro.
Just opening like windows, shit orange. Red like, Dead what the
Redemption
fuck?
Yeah, shit. Like shit. Red Dawn, the movie from back in the day, bro. That shit's crazy, bro.
Nasty work, y'all.
We had a crazy year, man. A lot of shit happening, like almost World War III, Ukraine and Russia fighting.
Still going. Shout out to all my niggas in the hand. You can't even tell niggas what side you on.
On the battlefield,
shout out to my niggas
yeah.
on that side.
Fucking Israel and Palestine started fighting again. Shit started getting crazy there. Just a lot
Yo,
of
that shit ain't cool, man.
We
I ain't gonna front.
Dumbass,
that shit is
we
not
got a
cool.
dumbass president in office right now.
Old ass niggas.
Come on, bro. I heard they trying to impeach him. Like, we gotta get him out of here, bro. That's a fact.
My son Trump back, you heard?
Rest in peace, Ralph Yarl. That was the young teen that got shot by the old white dude. Remember we spoke about that shit? That shit was crazy, too. Remember the conversation that got crazy in here? When we told True Tune about Andrew Wiggins?
True. That was crazy.
He said, chill. That shit happened this year, even though it was like towards the like beginning of the year. That shit happened.
Niggas try to violate my son Wiggy. Then niggas try to violate my son Anthony. Niggas gotta relax. Yo, bro. Yo, NBA players, man. Be safe out there, man.
John,
entertainers,
just,
be safe out
we
there.
We just spoke
man.
About this on the last episode of Breaking
Move wisely, step by step, you heard.
Jonathan May just destroyed his career this year. Quick, fast, you know what I mean? They build you up to break you down just like Tetris,
Never touch
man.
A white woman, man.
Yeah, stop fucking with us.
Don't toca.
What Dr. Umar be saying? Stop bunny hopping. The bunny hoppers. Stop bunny hopping. He had a hell of a year this year, too. Charleston White got crazy this year on everybody.
He was wild.
Yo, they found Tax Stone guilty this year, right? And sentenced him. Troy Ave took the stand.
Free like Tax, that. Man. Fuck Troy Ave. Troy Ave a bird.
We had, in sports, the champions was the Denver Nuggets in basketball, Kansas City Chiefs in football, and the Rangers in baseball. You know what I'm saying? Artificial intelligence got everybody scared right now. Remember that conversation? It was crazy. Remember Chris Brown and Usher got into a fight? Chris Brown and Usher got into a fight. It was funny as fuck, bro. How the fuck does that happen?
Over the same girl. Same girl.
Yo.
Same girl with the...
You think Versus gonna come back? You think it's finito?
Duh.
Even if they try to come back?
Duh. They gotta have like 3 fight ones back to back to back to back. They're not doing that.
They gotta have Jay-Z and Nas, right?
Why they been talking about doing they've been talking about doing verses and nothing happened this whole joint.
They scared of my shit, you feel me? I don't know, man. I kinda miss it, even though like I felt what everybody was feeling, like when we was able to go back outside and
yeah,
they were still a lot of people wasn't watching them when they was towards
it's
the
clip.
End.
Niggas listen to music on Apple Music and Spotify. Just saying.
I think it don't matter about the streaming no more. If they do it, like, I think they should try to do like a tour this year and just have different ones when they go to different states and just try to sell out that way type shit. I don't know if
that
would
do that.
But I think that would be the best way. Fuck going live on IG and all that. That's not what it's about no more. Niggas is outside. So if you be like, yo, we going on tour and we going to these cities and we got this one here, and this one here. I think niggas a pull up.
Yo, shout out to Uncle Todd, Big Ja, Craig Smith, Christina the Kruger, the Comedy Kruger.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them.
Okay.
Oh, Kevin Edwards TV too. Shout out the gang.
Mm.
Oh, my son, Boo Capone. Shout out to Boo Capone and all that too. Nah, I was just high. Like,
the comedy
ones? Yeah, I had to give, you know what I mean?
Me and my son Spliff was outside recording comedy shit. Like, it's my turn.
Yeah, that shit fire.
You should have got up there and spit something real quick.
I wasn't ready.
You ain't got no
and problem. They had a little breath for niggas too.
You had some jokes?
I be having jokes, bro, but I ain't ready. I wasn't ready. I ain't gonna cap. I was just mad hype. Just, you feel me? That shit was comedy.
Talk about jokes. Bill Murray and Khalees being together was funny as fuck. That shit was
you still with
quick. Nah, that shit was a quick 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? That shit was over. Quick, fast.
Probably hit though.
That Zion Williamson shit with Mariah
oh, damn.
Was crazy. Zion Williamson. He was wildin' this shit. He still wildin'. I ain't gonna hold you. But she was different. She was wildin'. She got him tatted and all that on her face and all that. That shit was crazy. She wild for that.
People need Jesus, man.
Drewski had a big year this year. Right?
Hey, you talking about
Juicy,
son that got run down
fat nigga, yeah. But he had a big year this year, like he stepped out. You know what I'm saying? We still don't know if that shit is real or not with
Birdman ran down, I don't care.
With Birdman.
That nigga did it.
I think he did it too until we see different. That nigga did it.
He did it. They try to make it a joke. Ha ha nigga.
Remember YK Osiris tried to push up on Sukanya and kiss her on that shit?
Little creep.
That was crazy, man. He almost lost his career with that, too. You bugging out, my boy?
Oh, yeah, he really did lose his career to most niggas.
Yo. Did Jim Jones win the battle against Pusha T?
Seen that. Damn.
Pusha T ain't never respond, right? Like, we heard that track on the runway, but it never came out. I don't want to hear nothing now, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying?
Watch some niggas come back a couple joints later with that dumb shit. That's what I'm saying. It's lazy rap now. It's not going to be no more Jadakiss and Beanie Siegel, like. Not getting that shit no more, bro.
Nah.
This shit is clipped. Niggas be having beef for like a month, and then niggas might really shoot niggas.
These niggas is getting brand deals and shit. They got McDonald's commercials and shit now. These niggas ain't like before. It's not.
Yeah, I know niggas don't talk about drill music that much, man. Free K Flock, free D thing. The niggas be home soon.
I only giggle because them niggas is wild, bro. Because y'all talented and there's a lot of people that's willing to throw money at y'all. And y'all doing a lot of crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? I just...
Still outside niggas.
Yeah, I feel you,
supposedly,
bro,
right now, K-Flock is an anti-gun advocate now. In the game right now, pushing that movement in jail right now.
Talk your shit, gang.
I'm just saying. Niggas is trying to do better. I'm not mad at it because... Look, I come back as an advocate, and I still get I got the deal. Y'all niggas still gonna sign me?
What's up?
Let's go.
Let's get it. Was you?
Come on, niggas.
I can respect it.
Yeah, that shit's gonna help them get into certain places. Pumping that advocate shit.
Other doors are open, just like doors open for Meek Mill when he started advocating for the jail.
So hopefully he could do some new pop songs and shit get lit.
If you really like, that's what you. Standing on right now, cool, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. And I pray for the best for them, you know what I mean? Because they young. These niggas is young. They not even 25 yet? Maybe
they young,
25?
Bro.
Young niggas, bro. So, and they so got, look, they talented. They can make good music, so.
If nothing happens right now to like the 20, to something, D-Thing could probably be home in like the end of January, February. K-Flock, I'm not really all the way sure, but now if D-Thing fuck up, now his later shit will be like a little bit after, like summer. Maybe he might be able to get like August, maybe, but it's really going to be September.
Winter time.
You feel me? So,
technically another
year. If he relax, he can enjoy the summer. But then he enjoy the summer, he might go right. See, it'd be fucked up. Just shit miss a month or two, he might be lit. Like, oh, we're going to see, man. Should be
crazy. Ja Morant was wilding this year.
Ja Morant was taking the place of all the mother niggas. He said, damn, one of my favorite drill niggas is live. Oh, fuck that. On, got the blick.
And he been back wild, and he did a celebration. He was like, yo, I fuck said, with you, Ja. You know what I mean? Keep doing what you're doing, bro. Just switch it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Just saying, man.
Tory Lanez got that 10 years this year. Clip for him. Big Slime still on trial right now.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is crazy.
Shit critical out here.
Gunna came home
with a banger. Nigga came back with the most fiery shit ever. I ain't gonna hold you. I still never really listened to it. I probably heard like two
know,
songs.
I probably don't even know the song, bro.
But that, if I hear for it, for him coming home, dropping some shit, I mean, for him, dropping some shit. Yeah, I know.
The fuck? He been at football games throwing footballs and shit.
Man, yacht parties with the thotties.
Lost mad weight.
Nice big chains. This shit is crazy out here.
Crazy, bro.
Niggas that supposed to be having the big chains don't got the big chains. It be the other niggas.
Come on.
Ratatouille niggas.
That's a fact, bro. Cassie snitched on Diddy.
Got black.
My son about to be out here.
She got mad monies.
He about to be out here.
That nigga, Diddy lost Revolt, all types of shit.
Yo, Jada Pinkett Smith had a crazy year, too.
She out here telling bitches wild. You can tell niggas whatever you want to tell niggas. That nigga does not own your pussy type shit. Like, what? Nigga, Will Smith losing his mind.
You remember that story with the Chicago moms and son that clipped son in the Chinese spot? That shit was crazy. This year. I think the ruling was right though, but that shit was crazy this year, bro.
It's a lot of crazy shit.
This year was wild, man. This year was wild, man.
Board of Education, check out these teachers, man. Got these ladies taking these kids' parts and all. You gotta check these ladies out, man. There's a lot of new kids that had their older teacher wilding.
Yeah, man.
Remember, son had. Yo, a teacher brought a gun for a 14-year-old birthday. What?
Yo, but remember, in the top of the year.
And then someone's sort of like, yo, give me another gun, I ain't gonna fuck you. Like, what? What type of talk is going on with the teachers?
At the top of the year, right before y'all started coming on the show, me and Cole spoke about a story in Virginia where a 6-year-old kid shot his teacher or some shit like that, bro. That shit was crazy, bro. Like, I don't know. I don't know, bro.
What's going on?
Yeah, shit is wicked, bro. It was a lot of shit.
Guns outside.
There was a lot. I started the episode off. It was like an odd number, like 2023. So it was like an odd year. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of shit that was happening that I was like, yo, like, what the fuck is going on right now? You know what I'm saying? So. I just hope everybody keeps a positive mindset, you know what I'm saying? Let's go into 2024 thinking about more positive shit, you know what I'm saying?
Less violence, more love, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, man, that's a fact. Donald Trump going to jail, or is he not? I don't know. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? DJ Envy had a tumultuous year.
Envy a clown for the century.
Crazy.
He put his whole livelihood of DJing on the line, on something he wasn't even RPK Slay, man. Real DJ,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, RPK Slay, man. That's a fact, man.
Damn, bro.
This year was crazy, man, and it's the year end wrap up, you know what I'm saying? So, what you see for 2024 for you personally, you know what I'm saying? Not media wise or nothing like that, but for you.
Foreign wife.
Hola, mami.
I don't know. maybe some live shit like the shit Boy had. No, I'm just trying to gonna be here and be great, you heard? All I need is a foreign wife, maybe.
I see.
I'll be alright.
I see the podcast progressing in ways that I didn't think that it would, but I see that now. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact, man. I see myself progressing in ways that I never saw, and that's fire to me. I see us, if not next year, 2025, definitely. Definitely 2025. We're going to have our own studio space. Where we just gotta walk in and press power and get to working, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna do that. I'm grateful this year for like whatever like cleared out of my path for me to go this way this year. I'm grateful for that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful for everybody that not in my life no more. You know what I'm saying?
My son lit some sage and all that for the first time this year.
Never that. I hate sage. Sage
changed
now.
His life, you feel me?
I went to therapy.
That you lit the sage.
You know why I changed it a lot? Because now I could communicate better. Before I would just get mad and leave. Mm-hmm. Now I could get mad and I could be like, all right, let's talk about it. Or I could talk about it before I get mad and not get mad. You know what I'm saying? So, and then like I said, the new people that's around me are helping me in that fashion too. Like, you know what I mean? Chill, relax. You know what I'm saying? It's not that serious. So.
Key word, shit happens. Keyword.
That's a fact, but I see us working with a lot of people that want to work with us, so that makes it
message.
Easier. Yeah, that makes it easier. So I see that happening, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that continued to stay on the boat with us, and the new people that jumped on the boat. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody that spliff harassed. And was on they ass.
I love y'all.
Horse,
I still love y'all niggas.
Pull up.
Yeah, and my bad for everyone that was supposed to come on the show this year, but it was technicalities. You feel what I'm saying? I love y'all niggas still. You feel me? Y'all can still be on the show this year and all that. We lit. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to that.
That's a fact, man. I got some more real quick. Let's see.
Yo, shout out to everyone that subscribed. To Spliff and Balls, shout out to everyone that subscribed to Don Cole and D-Reek and Hippie Show. We appreciate all of y'all, you feel what I'm saying? Because y'all wasn't here before and y'all here now, and we love y'all, you feel me? Appreciate y'all. Like, dead ass honesty. On a road to like 5K right now, because my shit is at 1K right now, so I appreciate y'all. Yeah. It's really past 1K, but I'm just saying. 1K just to say the bullshit.
We just got a new subscriber.
Shout out to
Tara,
all the new subscribers.
Santiago. Shout out to her. You know
shout
what
out
saying?
To Tara.
And there was a couple other ones, but I can't. Sheena Thompson. She responded. She commented. Shout out to her. And we got a couple other people that subscribed, but shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, we appreciate all y'all. You feel me?
Battle Rap Moments subscribed. That was
yeah. Shout
subscribe.
Out to Gang and them.
And Julio Buchanan.
Yeah, subscribed. that's Big J and them. Shout out to J and all that gang.
Shout out to all of them. I'm just trying to get to it because it's a little low in the notifications because I forgot to say on the last episode. But we here. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate all y'all. I just want to say like if it's anything y'all ever wanna talk about with us or bring up to the situation that I think we should talk about, I highly request y'all to just let us know in the comments and all that, you feel me? And it's been a great year, you feel me?
Yeah, man.
More shit to come.
Yeah, hit the comments up like Spliff say. You know what I mean? That helps grow the channel.
Yeah, that's just so we can know what's going on, what's not going on, and what y'all want to hear and shit like that, you feel me? I appreciate all that feedback.
That's a fact, man. So... That was the 2023 year in rap, you know what I mean? Shout out to Spliff and shout out to Choon Choon for joining the squad, you know what I mean? It's my niggas right there. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna keep getting championship belts, man.
Alright, so look, like real talk, y'all, I appreciate y'all. Like so subscribe, like this shit, make sure shit right. Son, I want to really say that, I didn't really say before, man.
Yo, shout out to Yella. That's my homie right there.
Yeah, the Cortez, get it right,
Chris Welsh. Shout out to everybody that I talk to on a daily basis. Shout out to Chef Shell, you know what I'm saying? Forget it.
The best shit ever, you heard. I know I be wilding not saying it enough, but it's really the real shit. Like, it's the best shit ever. You know, the weed good. The aura great. Y'all just gotta get y'all life right, you feel me? I be feeling like y'all be thinking this shit ain't really fire or something. Like, y'all be really trying to play with a nigga patience and all that, man. I'ma fall back, though. But I'm just saying, y'all gotta chill, man.
Got three strikes.
I be wilding.
They got
three strikes. Fucking up my mood, man. I'll be alright.
Happy holidays to everybody once again. Have a happy new year, man. Play it safe. And return to the Don Cole and D-Rick and Hippie Show. Return to Breaking Buds. Return to everything that we got going on in the channel. Spliffs and Balls. Make sure y'all check that out. And we here, man. And we continue to be here, man. So, shout out to everybody for Don Cole, for Choon Choon, for Spliff. It's D-Rick and Hippie. Y'all already know what we about to do, and that's a wrap on 2023. Rich, we
out of
here.
I love y'all niggas. I just saying, like, I be praying, like, you know, look, like, I be lying, like, you know, everything. Like, I love all y'all. Fuck y'all, yo. Everything. We out, man. Huh?